this particular segment, what I'd like to present to you is something that most people think is quite impossible. But in reality, nothing is impossible for God. And so since we're studying God and his revelation, I think this is going to be pretty understandable. I'm going to try to present to you what makes Catholicism different in its basic fundamentals with regard to every other religion, especially Christian religions. Now, remember, as Roman Catholic Christians, we are Christians. We are true Christians because we believe in Christ as the Son of God who comes to save us. But there are differences that so many see as fundamental, and they are fundamental. For example, Christ hanging on the cross. Why is it that every single person that is in a different Christian denomination or ecclesial community seems to want to take him from the cross? Why is it that we pray for the dead? So many don't. Why is it that we look and we see that there's temporal punishment due to sin that we need to make recompense for, that we have to undo? And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you something that is that I learned when I was studying the 30-day retreats. And it is the idea of time with regard to our Christian faith. Now, first of all, we can see the history of salvation as linear. In other words, we look back to Christ who lived, who suffered, and died, past tense. And that is a very, very good way of looking at the historical Jesus and what he did for our salvation. But if we look at it clearly and we take a look at how it differs from how we as Roman Catholic Christians see God and time, we first recognize that all humanity can look at the history of salvation as such. First, we have the creation of the world, the universe, all of created matter. Then we have Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve are loved into existence. We have Noah and the great flood. Then time continues on. We have Moses, who led the people through the Dead Sea. We have the great kings and prophets and priests, those in the life of the people of Israel. We have the rise of Rome into power, grasping up all of the different states and countries around it, becoming a world power in that day. Then we have the birth of Jesus in the stable of Bethlehem. And from there, his life, passion, death, and his resurrection from the dead. We have the fall of Rome. We have the Dark Ages, the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, the Industrial Revolution, World War I, World War II, and then we have today. But we also have the time that will happen until the end of time. And there is my death, our deaths are all in there. And then when it comes to the end of time, all of this historical situation will cease to exist. Now, this is a very, very easy way of looking at the history of salvation, and it is an historical approach, which is perfectly valid. Nobody takes that away from anyone. But you see, what happens is we look back from the death of Jesus, or from the times that we're living in now, to the death of Jesus. We look back 2,000 years. We look at the time when Jesus lived and the time that Jesus suffered and he died and he rose from the dead. And so it becomes, if we center ourselves solely on this view, it becomes an historical event, something that happened. That's the reason why people say, well, Jesus isn't on the cross. He died. He rose from the dead. He was victor over the cross. And so why should we have him on the cross? Take him off the cross. That was one of the effects of the Protestant revolt, to remove Jesus from the cross, to see the history of our salvation in this linear viewpoint. But you see, as Roman Catholic Christians who have been gifted with the fullness of faith, what we see is something that goes way beyond this view of time. You see, we see God And we know God to be the great I am. So let's imagine that this image of the Trinity, this triangle, is the image of God before anything was created. And God always existed. The Father was generating the Son being generated by the Father, and the Father and the Son breathing forth the Holy Spirit. Now this is a dynamic action intrinsic to the very essence of the Trinity. And therefore, it always existed. It never had a beginning. There was never a time when the Father was before the Son, or the Son was after the Father, the Spirit was after the Father and the Son. This is something that has been simultaneous and constant. It is a dynamic action within the being of God. Now, at a particular moment, or in God's eternal and infinite wisdom, He chose to initiate creation. And therefore, He needed to create and wanted to create a place where He could create a being. He could love into being a creature that He could love and that could return that love, that filial love to the Father. And so He creates the universe. All of the solar systems and stars, everything that existed in the entire created realm, He created at that moment. And then when it was right, now it says in Scripture that God created in 6 days, and on the seventh day He rested. But you see, it also says in Scripture that for God a day, 1,000 years is as a day. And so therefore, we don't look at how long it took God. We just know that every single existing thing was created by His goodness and His love. Now, He creates and loves into existence Adam and Eve. Now, Adam and Eve fall. And so God promises to send someone, and that someone was His only begotten Son, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, into time to restore us to what we lost through the fall. Now, not everything would be restored, because remember, Adam and Eve were never to experience pain, and neither were their descendants. Adam and Eve would never die. That's why we as a creature fear death, because it's not natural. We were never meant to, and we've never gotten over that. But God promises to send someone to undo the damage, to restore what Adam and Eve had, that indwelling of the most blessed Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwelling within. And so time goes on, and we have Noah. Ah, the great flood covering the earth. And Noah being renewed, humanity being renewed through Noah. And then time continues, and we have Moses. We see Him lead the people of Israel through the Dead Sea, and with a wall of water to the right and a wall of water to the left. And then time continues, and we have the great prophets, the kings, the priests, King Solomon. We see Solomon is there. You know, remember when he had the great trial between two women who were both claiming the life of the one child. And Solomon was wise. Why? Because he used love to find out the truth. When both women brought the child to him, he looked and he saw. He couldn't understand. He couldn't determine who would be the mother. But he did know one thing in his wisdom, that love would help him find the answer. And so his proclamation that the child should be cut in two and a half given to each mother, he knew that love in the true mother would offer her child to the other woman simply to save the life of the child. And by thus, he determined who was the true mother of the child through love and the response that is required by that love. Now time goes on, and we see that Rome begins to become powerful. It begins to gobble up all the city-states and the villages and the towns, and it becomes, at that time, a world power. And then when Rome was becoming more and more powerful, we have, at the fullness of time, God sending His only begotten Son into the womb of the most blessed Virgin Mary through the vestige of an angel. And He's born. He lives. He preaches, he proclaims the kingdom, he suffers, and he dies, and he rises from the dead. And then 40 days later, he ascends into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father. Now, time goes on. Rome falls. They're ensued by the Dark Ages, an attack of all intellect and beauty and art and goodness. And from the Dark Ages, we move to the Middle Ages and then to the Renaissance, a great rebirth of the love of beauty and goodness and intellect. And from there, we move to the Industrial Revolution, World War I, World War II, until we come to this day and age, the Technological Revolution. But if we look, time will continue until it will eventually end. It will connect. Even our own deaths are in here someplace, because all of us are going to die. It's the only way we can get to heaven. So all of us will eventually leave this earth and its time.